Could a nationalized taxi service work? Chris Parry, Bristol taxi driver Clive Walder raises the idea of a publicly owned / nationalized taxi industry, as part of an integrated publicly owned transport system. See, in my working life we could afford homes and holidays. It sounds like a big stretch. But, as a taxi driver, the more I think about it, it's doable, worth fighting for, and a lot better than the dog-eat-dog race to the bottom we have now. Of course, it would have to be truly democratic workers' control and management at every level. Who knows how to organize the work better than the drivers and workers in the industry? Otherwise it wouldn't really work. A nationalized taxi service would have to be far superior to the situation we have today. We could have a decent standard of living without having to be on the road 24/7, employment rights, sick pay, holidays and a pension. This may not seem like that much, but it's a far cry from the situation we face today. We'd be able to cut out all the bosses, whether they're multinationals, national or local fat cats, we all know them, so we'd have far more money for decent wages, to invest in the industry, or whatever else was democratically agreed. Taxes could then be made as green as you like, with fares being heavily subsidized or even free. There are many sectional interests in the taxi industry, hackney carriages, private hire of all kinds, but the lesson we'd all learn is that unity is strength. We can prove that we are not a bunch of dodgy spivs, how drivers are often painted, but part of the social glue. Public ownership of cabs would allow us to develop our role in aiding mobility, particularly for the elderly and less able. There you go. Good idea, Clive. Any other taxi workers who may read this should write in with your ideas.